banquet rooms and flexible event space are available for up to 300 guests.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. So glad that you are listening to the good news. WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and I have John Nelson with me on air to blast out of the gate. John, where are you? It sounds like you're in the middle of a storm.
I'm in the frigid north. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. It's a wonderful 51 degrees. Detroit never disappoints me when I come home. It's either raining, snowing, or cold.
Does God know where Detroit is?
I believe that he put it on the map for a reason.
Yes, to pray for all those lonely people. Hey, John, what's going on? We've got a big event.
We're excited. We got pastors, ministers. We got all kinds of people coming out of the golf at June 23rd, Sandpiper Bay, World Club Med.
Hey, John, promise me. You're not going to laugh at me now, right?
No. We get so many people, newscasters, and there's a lot of people like Luann and Kelly, never hit a golf ball.
Okay.
It's a scramble, so you can bring one good player, and you never, the bank manager that helps put this thing on with us, Chrissy, played for the first time last year, and she actually fell in love with it. So, if you go out, you have a good time, you eat some food, and raise some money.
Tell us what it's about. Tell us about FamiliesRecover.org. That's what matters.
FamiliesRecover.org was started 10 years ago as Families Against Drunk Driving. We're a drug, alcohol, and human trafficking entity trying to help people get back on course, get people off the streets. Just love. God called us to love. And there's a lot of people out there that need some love.
Amen. So this is one of the major events that you have during the year. Are there still some sponsor spots open?
We have three or four sponsor spots. They can go on our website. We have a donate button. It's PayPal, so it's secure. If you want to make, we have two whole tea boxes this year that are anonymous. They don't want to be recognized at all.
Wow.
They say we do this because God's called us to do it, not to be recognized. And then I love that kind of an attitude.
That's awesome.
So, we got space for probably another 20 players. It's filling up fast, but we got room. This is going to be an incredible event. Wyndham is going to be catering it. They're helping us out there a little bit. And we have good food, good fellowship. And we're going to hear Megan McRoberts is a dear friend of mine. She's a newscaster over News 5. We've been working together for a long time. You're going to hear her laugh from five fairways over. There's just people that come to this event that just have a killer time. And that's what it's all about. Come out, raise some money, smile.
John, what's God doing to save people? You got a quick story for us?
You know as well as I do, my grandfather's on his deathbed, and I was able to pray for him. Awesome. He had about 2 days left. You know, the Lord brought him in. We've had a young lady call us the other day. Her son was lost, went out and overdosed. He's back on track.
Praise
you know,
God.
There's people being saved every day. And it's the stories we don't hear about the people that are making it an addiction. You know, I have a good friend of mine getting ready to get married. He was lost and lonely living on the streets. I mean, there's some good news. God's moving. And God's going to keep moving. We have revival coming.
Amen. Amen. John, we love you. Listen, even though you're in Detroit or wherever you are, stay safe, travel safe, and we're looking forward to what God's going to do in the future with FamiliesRecover.org as you guys continue to knock it out of the park for the glory of God. And this is a great event, golf tournament coming up on June the 23rd, and you can go to FamiliesRecover.org, FamiliesRecover.org, or contact John Nelson himself direct at 772-285-5828.
God bless you guys.
Love you, John. Travel safe.
Love you too.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye. All right. Welcome, team. I have a full studio this morning. That's kind of great. Let's see if we can get everybody turned, their mics turned on here. David, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good to be
David's
here.
David's giving me hand signals. It was not quite like, you know, a rough encounter in traffic, thank God, but you were giving me some hand signals.
Well, and, well, we're a team. We work together.
Yeah, we do. And if all else fails, throw something at me. That kind of works better sometimes. All right. So we have Karen with us. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
You all are the two new stars here, you know,
well,
at WCNO.
Well, first, we have to talk about the fact that you mentioned that you may join in that golf tournament.
I'm planning to.
You're planning to.
Mm. I'm planning awesome. To join in this golf tournament.
There you
Good
go.
Deal.
And, yes, I am.
Representing and the station.
Yes, representing the station. And I believe we're going to have Pastor Dr. Right Reverend Gerald Curry as a part of our team, and also we're going to have wonderful pastor Eduardo Uvrena that's also going to be one of our players on
Great.
The team, and I'm going to show up to just check and see if they're really truly in the kingdom, because patience will be needed in order to play with them.
And that's what a way to see it out on the golf course.
That is a way to see it on the golf course. All right, do we have some mail?
We do.
Let's go through the mail, and then we're going to welcome Cassandra. Cassandra or Cassandra?
You know, I like Cassandra. It makes Cassandra. Me feel like the heir of the Most High King. But, you know, do what you want to do. Cassandra.
Okay, now when you talk, you need the mic like this.
And how's this?
That's much better. That's the way we want it. Then we'll know that you're with us. All right, so we're going to be talking with her about some events that's coming up. She is an author. And she and her husband, they have a heart for families to be restored, for kids to be touched, for lives to be changed. And she's written a book. I'm looking at it, Jeremiah's Last Roar. And she has a passion to work with kids and bring their talents out for the glory of God. And we're going to be talking about that. Karen, let's see what we have in the mailbag.
Yes, I have a couple of pieces of mail from, Janine in Lantana.
Okay.
This amazing supporter of the station, with a little note here: may God bless your ministry and thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
praise the Lord.
We agree. We agree.
We agree with that. And also we have a note here: hello servants, just to say good day to everyone and thanks for the work and great job that you're all doing. Continue to do God's work, and may we, God's children, stay strong in the word and fellowship. Thanks for your ministry of services on the radio. Mm. Yours truly, Brother Williams. Pray for us all.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Dave, what do you have?
We have a couple of notes here. One is from our good brother Celestin, who just expressing his thanksgiving for all the prayers that we've lifted up for him. He's going through a difficult time right now financially.
He's a good brother.
And yet, he sends money.
He does.
So, I mean, he's
faithful.
So giving, so good.
Yeah, he's
so
faithful.
So we continue to lift him up in prayer. And then, I don't know, this person uses an initial F, and we don't use the last name, and they're from some town in Florida. It's not on, but anyway, they just say, keep up the good work. God bless you all.
We like all those notes.
Well, we do. It really lifts us up, you know.
And we try to bring some of them in just to let you know, and it, on occasion that we look at our mail actually, but and we read your notes and we pray over your prayer request. And so if you have prayer requests, you can send those in to WCNO.com, and we will be able to get that. But please give us the praise reports as well when God begins to move. All that's important, and as Karen will let you know, we're real. We're people. We're right here in Palm City, Florida.
That's right.
In the studio. And so, Karen, did you have anything else?
Nope, that was it.
That was all you had? David?
I'm done with the mail, too.
David, we have Memorial Day coming.
We do. May the 29th, Monday, May the 29th. And Stuart always celebrates that with a parade. And this year, on May 29th, the parade is going to be at 10 a.m., the annual Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony, presented by the Veterans Council of Martin County. And it's everybody to have a good heads up about that. It's going to begin at Southeast Georgia Avenue on East Ocean Boulevard at 10 a.m., and that's near the Victory,
the museum.
Victory Memorial Military Museum, which is right back there. And so, but get there early because it's well attended. If you don't want to, say, for instance, watch the parade from a boat between Florida and the Bahamas, you need to be there early to get a good sidewalk.
There you go. And this is so important that that we actually show our respect.
Yeah.
And it's important for the body of Christ to show up at these events and be supportive. And over the years, having had veterans and families of veterans in our congregation, and just seeing how significant that remembrance is, not just that they go and attend, but they are touched by the support of the community that says, we care. We appreciate you. We thank God that we have the freedom we have in this nation. And we recognize that many people gave their lives, and many are serving today in the military. And some would even say, you know, whether whether we were serving willingly or you know, or we agreed with all of the aspects of the service or not. The point is that God has blessed us as a nation, and we are very thankful for that. Very thankful for that. Amen. Well, let's see. Now, I heard something about Ma and Paul, and we're going to get to Cassandra in just a moment because she's already, she is here with a child that seems to be sleeping or something.
Kane is the youngest guest we've ever had. Kane,
that's right.
Is Kane going to? How old is Kane?
He's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks old?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 8 weeks old. Wow.
So he'll probably have some responses. He's a very bright child. I was talking earlier before the program with Cassandra about that and kind of warning her because we have a bright child and it's you can't ever get ahead of him. I'm just telling you right now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
But praise
he has the mind of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, is Mom and Paul ready to go?
Yeah, we're here, Jonathan. We're just waiting for the for you to open the gate.
Well, let's get the gate open. Well, by now, most of our listeners have been introduced to Ma and Pa. You know, they are strong and faithful followers of Jesus Christ. They are active in their local church. They each exercise ministries that are reflective of the spiritual gifts God has given them. One of Paul's giftings is in relational evangelism. He enjoys the one-on-one experience of sharing Christ. He has a warm heart and genuine interest in getting to know folks. This disarming aspect of his personality enables a comfortable sharing of Christ, and he has led many to the Lord in this very way. Today, however, Paul has encountered a man who was seemingly unaffected by his ability to get to the heart of a person's need. While Paul does not believe he's a failure, he's greatly concerned for this man because of what he revealed in their conversation. As usual, Paul has come to Ma to help him process his feelings.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm about to snap some beans, which is a mindless task. So, yeah, I can give you some time.
I really appreciate that. I just came back from the men's prayer breakfast at Ebenezer's Diner and Barbershop.
why is it you fellas still go there? You always complain about getting hair in your food.
Well, old Ebenezer done put up a plastic barrier between the barbershop and the diner. Now all the hair stays on their side.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that. I mean, who wants hair in their food?
I don't know, maybe a dust mite. But anyway, I got to tell you about this fella I met when I was leaving the diner. I just paid my bill and I was heading for the door. Well, this fella was at the door and trying to get through it, but he'd stopped right in the opening. It looked like he was having trouble getting his right leg to work. So I came up behind him and kind of helped him get outside. You know, it seemed like the Lord wanted me to talk to this man, so I led him to a bench and we both sat down.
Well, this sounds like one of them divine appointments you keep talking about.
Oh, it surely was. And this feller was sorely in need of Jesus, let me tell you. Anyway, I asked him if he was okay. Oh, he said every now and then this hip locks up and there's a lot of pain. Then he can't move real well. So I just came to me, he might need some prayer. So I asked him if I could invite the Lord to bless him with healing. Well, you'd have thought I'd stuck a cattle prod in his ear. He turned sharply to me. His face got all red. His eyebrows shot up in the air. And he said, I don't believe in all that. This is my lot in life, and I have to live with it.
What? What kind of person keeps that kind of attitude when they're suffering?
I asked him that very question, Ma. Well, he said he ain't a Christian. He didn't believe in the God we worship. So I asked him what he does believe, and let me tell you, I ain't never heard such a thing before.
Well, surely you run into a lot of folks with different beliefs than us, ain't you? Seems like they're all over the place these days.
True, but this feller's cobbled together to maybe some of the strangest belief system I ever heard. He calls himself a Neo-Druidic Buddhacostal.
Wait, a what?
Yeah, this feller said he got kicked out of a couple churches in his youth. So one day he went to the library and did a study of all the religions in the world. He said it took 6 months, and he finally landed on three he liked, but he couldn't choose among them, so he just blended them together.
Well, I ain't ever heard of such a thing. What would anyone get out of squeezing all them religions together?
Well, he said he liked the Druids because they were very well organized, had a very high and respected place in their culture.
But didn't those folks hold human sacrifices?
They did, but this feller said he didn't warm to that part of their religion. Although he allowed that, there was more than a few folks he'd put on his list if he ever changed his mind. Well, then he added Buddhism because of the reincarnation angle. You know, a greater percentage of goodness in each life eventually got a person to a perfect state of being, and they didn't have to come back no more.
Oh, good Lord, Pa. He's just making up his own religion. Sounds like ancient Israel when they turned away from God.
For sure. And then he told me he grew up in a Pentecostal church. While he didn't like them judging him, he kind of leaned toward the joyful part of worship. So that's why he calls himself a Neo-Druidic Buddhacostal.
So, did he say why them churches kicked him out?
Well, he said they were always judging him and nagging him to make changes in his life that he did not want to make.
Changes like what?
Oh, like not smoking pot, getting stupid drunk, and stealing cars, mostly.
Well, he sounds like a perfect candidate for your evangelistic outreach, Pa. I suspect you shared Jesus with him.
Oh, indeed I did. Oh, I gave him the full gospel treatment, Ma. He got the fruit of God's self-revelation throughout human history, culminating in the gift of salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, I believe it was the most succinct, coordinated presentation of the gospel I ever done.
And how did he react?
This is what got me so discombobulated, Ma. At the close of my zealously passionate message, and believe me, I had tears in my eyes to boot, he just looked blankly at me and said, "So that's your truth, but it ain't mine." Then he got up and walked off.
Wow, he seems to be so heavily invested in his personal idolatry that his heart is hardened to the gospel. This is a fellow we need to seriously add to our prayer list.
I agree, Ma. And you know, we ain't alone in our culture. So many folks that haven't been raised in the church end up doing what pagans have always done, being influenced by the devil to make up their own gods, not knowing they're worshiping him and not the one true God.
You know, I had an uncle who did that. Remember old Uncle Albert?
Was he the one what moved into the woods and wore outfits made out of tree bark?
That's the one. He got angry at his pastor for one thing or another. We never really knew what it was. And one day he just left home and took to living in the woods.
Yeah. I remember he died from terminal chigger bites. What a sad end. And you know, Ma, what really hurts my heart is all these folks that don't know the Lord, and they don't have the kind of victorious life Jesus can give them. They stay lost, and, oh, maybe the worst part of it, they gather up other folks into their meaningless existence.
True. But you know what? These days on the earth are more full of the movement of the Holy Spirit. Just look around America, Pa. Revival is growing stronger. More folks are standing against all that wokeness in our culture. The devil's having to fight and claw to hang on to any spiritual real estate.
Amen. But if there's anything we've learned from the past, we can't stop praying. In fact, we got to ramp up our prayers today. God is calling his church to more fervent prayer, and especially more focused spiritual warfare. Folks like this neo-druidic Buddhacostal feller are hurting so bad in their hearts, and the church needs to come alongside them, folks, with the love of Christ.
Yeah, all that fear and anxiety in our land will be conquered by God's merciful love. And we're the church, the one instrument God has chosen to mediate that love. I'm so glad you got to witness to that feller this morning.
Me too. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for him in the future, even while I pray for him every day. Them seeds of faith are going to be planted, and one day, after God has nurtured them seeds, he will enable a great harvest.
Well, us being farmers, that's a great image, Pa.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your line.
Well, that reminds me, Pa. Old Erskine Flaherty asked if he could borrow our hay baler.
I suppose so, but he don't grow hay, so what's he going to use it for?
Well, he wants to see if he can modify it to wrap Christmas presents. You know how lazy old Erskine is.
Well, Ma and Pa sure have a diverse group of acquaintances. But so true for most of us, isn't it? How many folks do you know who don't know Jesus Christ? It's clear that they don't worship him, but what do they worship without a firm grounding in a life of prayer, worship, and study of God's Word? A person is susceptible to creating their own truth out of what they think and they know about God. If there is any critical area of prayer for believers today, it is to intercede for these folks and to be willing to engage in spiritual warfare. Paul didn't write about the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6 just for fun. He wrote at the direction of the Holy Spirit so that the church in every age would understand that we will always have to deal with spiritual warfare. Today is no different. Armor up and keep on praying. Amen.
Amen.
Again, you're listening to Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:23, and we are going to welcome right now author, mighty woman of God, servant of God, carrying along a Caleb this morning. Caleb?
Yes. Cain.
Huh?
Cain.
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 Cain. Cain. Why am I thinking Caleb? Guess I've been thinking about
one.
Caleb. Yeah, maybe the next one.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Cassandra, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your God story, a little thumbnail, and how did you become an author, and what's going on?
Okay. So let's see. Third grade. Back. We're going to take it all the way back to third grade.
Okay.
I wrote my first book as a project in my English class.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but my mom and my dad has always told me, you know, you should be a writer. You should be a writer. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Who's doing that? Who gets paid to do stuff like that? How can you, you know, that's
make
not a good.
Living, right?
Yeah. How do you make a living?
Yeah.
And I just denied the call for a while. But when I tell you your parents know you and your gifts, I wish I would have listened earlier. Because I wrote my first book in third grade. That should say something, because I continued that journey
to
of
write.
Just journalism. Yeah. From there, I wrote my first comic book with my sister.
Wow.
And that was just drawing, you know, on copy paper in my mom and dad's office. And made it into a story and made it into a book. And my mom told me again, you should be an author. Mm-hmm. You should be a writer. And I'm like, nah, nobody's doing that. This is for fun. I'm just doing this for fun. And then after that, I started writing songs. So I have like this huge 5-inch binder of just songs that I've just had in my heart. And they just come out and I write it down. And I started writing songs. Writing has always been just an activity that's fun. Mm. Fast forward, you know, after high school, what did Cassandra do? I started writing for the newspaper because one of my teachers and my English teachers were saying, why don't you write something for the newspaper? You're just the photographer. Why don't you do some writing? And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be an author. I'm not a writer. I write, but I'm not a writer. I ran away for a while, you know, from this calling because I didn't know it was God, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I knew about God at a young age. I went to a Christian school, but to know Jesus and to know the Holy Spirit and what he was saying through other people, it wasn't clicking. So I started writing for the newspaper. And then after that, you know, I was like, okay, I'm in vet tech school, you know, trying to become a veterinarian or a veterinary technician. And then this is a part of my testimony where I start hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Everything was stripped away from me. Mm-hmm. Everything was lost. My parents got separated. I got kicked out of school. And it was like Holy Spirit was just like trying to shepherd me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I need you to walk in this direction, not that way. This is not where I want you at. I want you to go this way. Would you walk with me? And I was thinking to myself, you're still here? You're still around? This is the first time I ever heard the voice of God that's not in text. I heard it audibly.
Mm.
Go back to church, because, you know, when you move out for college, you have your prodigal moment. Oh, who needs to go to church? My family's not waking me up. Right. My dad's not tickling my feet. Right. Wake up. We're going to church. Nobody's opening up the blinds. I had to hear from my father's voice, go back to church, because where are you? What happened to our relationship?
So this is a personal call.
Yes, it was a personal call. And I was not listening. I was walking in my own way. You know, we've done it. We all had our own story of just walking in the opposite direction where the shepherd is trying to lovingly correct us. Move this way. This is where I want you to go. This is where you're called to go. So I just finally said yes to the call. And I realized after having a really emotional talk with my dad, I was crying. I got kicked out of school. My parents separate. I'm just bawling my eyes out about how everything is just being taken away from me. Just even a breakup, you know, from somebody who I knew from since high school. We were best friends, and then find out he never wanted to marry me. He wasn't bringing me to church, so he was just constantly trying to correct me, move me in direction of just writing journalism.
So God never let up.
He never let go. He left the 99 for me. And so I'm thankful for these days, and I'm thankful for the journey, because I can see from third grade he wanted me since then. He ran after me since then. I ran away since then. And I'm finally saying yes to it. And I might cry right now, but like God is opening the doors that he said he was going to open for so long that I just never believed. So that's my
journey. So you did listen. He was calling. Yes, He's calling. You listen.
Yes. And so I feel like a butterfly who's not a larva anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
He said, so how did you come to be born again and fully surrendered to Christ? How did that?
That day he told me to go back to church. I went back to church.
Listened. Awesome.
Yes. And there was a church like 5 minutes. This is before I had a car. I walked there. It was 5 minutes away from my apartment, you know? And I mean, you pass by church all the time, but you're just like, oh, whatever. You know, like eventually I'll go.
Who knows what goes on there?
Who knows what goes on? Exactly. So, and it's
until you get. Maybe who cares, right?
Yeah. What are they doing? I didn't think about it.
Right.
I didn't even think about it.
But God was calling you.
He was calling me. He invited me to church. I didn't have a friend invite me or anybody. I didn't know anybody there.
God was out knocking on doors. God knocked on doors.
Yeah. He knocked on my heart and said, come back. What happened to us? So I said, you're so right. Let me come back. Yeah. Because the only reason why I wasn't going is because I thought you had to have a family to go to church. You know? I was wrong, obviously.
So did you walk the aisle, or what happened? What happened in that service?
Oh, man. I started going to youth group and connecting with people my age. Because I was in college. And I didn't even think college students, you know, Bible studies, right. And I didn't know about any of that relationship, you know, and so I didn't even know what fellowship meant, you know, and we just went places together. We went to Defy, you know, the bounce plays, and I'm like, is this what Christians do for fun? You know, you hear about other stuff that people are doing in college, and you're like, oh, that's not for me, I don't want to do that, and so you kind of feel like alone or out of place or whatever, or, you know, just influenced by the wrong crowds, and then you just step in to where you're supposed to be, and he just shows you, this is how it's supposed to have been the whole time.
We're going to move on to some more of your story, but I believe somebody might be listening right now that's maybe where you were when God was knocking. What would you say to them to do today? And I want you to pray for them right now, because I sense right now is a God time.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Show us who it is, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you. I would say, don't be a larva. Don't be a five-year-old. Don't be little you. Be grown-up you. Be the adult version of you. The after-college you. The one that respects your parents, you. Yeah. The one that listens the first time. And if you have kids, Lord, do they have kids? I don't know. Yes, you do. Talk to your kids. You talk to your kids all the time. And you say, why isn't he listening? Why isn't she listening? And yet we're doing the same thing.
Amen.
We're not listening. He's asked us over and over, and we just respond like five-year-olds sometimes. No, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do this. That's not for me. Why are you asking me to do this? I'm not equipped for this. I silence those voices right now. Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Thank you, God.
Wow. Amen. Listen, you know, God's knocking on the door. Please respond. Please respond. Because today's your day to go to the door. You know, it's an awesome thing when God starts calling our hearts and calling us out. When we come back right after this next song, which is a song about repentance and revival, which we are so, we're so absolutely convinced God is doing that in our nation again. This song is just, If My People Who Are Called By My Name Will Humble Themselves and Pray. Jesus. And you know, Cassandra, God was calling you. And God was saying, listen, you already know my name, and I'm calling you. I'm calling you to come back. And I believe there is a huge prodigal church that's wandered away. You know, they're wandering sheep. There's prodigal sons and daughters, and there's prodigal moms and dads that are out there, and God's calling today to come back, find your purpose and your place in the kingdom of God. And God has you very busy right now. You've got a big project ahead of you, and you're going to share it with us in just a minute. If my people
from the hearts of humble men. have chosen and blessed you, that my name may be yours. I've set my heart upon you, and my love will always endure. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, if they see my face and turn from their sins, I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. Let's see him while he's listening, in brokenness and humble confession. Let's worship Jesus alone. If my people call by my name.
Well, once again, this is Wednesday Live. So glad you're listening. We have Cassandra we've been talking to, and this song is about if we will listen. Yeah. He's calling your name if we will listen. So, Cassandra, you were just sharing with us how God began to call you. You heard an audible call to come back. You went back. And so now you're involved. Now you're here. You have some children now, don't you?
Yes, four.
Four children. So obviously wow. A little time has passed. And how many books have you written?
Seven right now.
You've written seven books.
So far.
And what is getting ready to happen in reference to Jeremiah's last drawer? What is this all about? Now, you have to tell us the community and how people can get a hold of you and all of that. But Jeremiah's last drawer is a book that I just read this morning. You brought it in so I could do that. Tell us what's getting ready to happen, how families can become a part.
Okay. Jeremiah's last drawer is about a jaguar who is struggling with pride. And honestly, I have struggled with pride. This first book was birthed when my first was birthed. His name is Jeremiah. And so I didn't want him to struggle with what I struggled with. And so I started reading to him and was like, you know what? I want to write you a book. Mm. I'm going to write my first son a book. I've wrote him many letters, you know.
Okay. Mm.
And now it's time for you to have your own book because he loves to read.
Mm.
And what's happening is this book that Holy Spirit has birthed through me, through my birth, if everybody gets me, get me. But yeah. Every time a baby comes, a book comes.
Oh, boy.
So,
we have a lot more babies coming.
Amen. That's right. And the jaguar, Jeremiah, he is humbled through this book. And it's because pride goes before the fall. Pride goes before destruction.
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to minister to the children who read this book to not struggle with the same things that I struggled with. And I'm sure others can testify. It's turning into a play. So this book is turning into a play. It's going to be a theatrical event. It's going to be a brunch theater. A lot of people have heard about dinner theater.
Yes.
I've actually done dinner theaters myself, just an acting and stuff. And now I just want to incorporate it into ministry, where people can have an interactive play where you're interacting with the audience. The audience is interacting with the actors. The actors are interacting with the audience to keep people engaged. It's not a boring show. It's a family-friendly event. It's for all ages. It's for anybody who wants to come. And it's also a form of forum theater. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of forum theater. But it goes hand in hand with like conflict resolution. Like whenever there is something going on wrong and there's an issue, you want to be able to give the audience an opportunity of how they can respond.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you respond to somebody with pride? How do we respond to pride? How do people respond to children who struggle with pride? We're going to hear from different people through the event about that. So that's just a little bit.
What is your education? What is your degree? You sound like a counselor all of a sudden. So.
It's because the mighty counselor lives inside of us.
Amen.
Amen. And you can operate it at any time.
True.
But my degree in is in journalism. I have my AA in journalism and my bachelor's in communication and conflict. So that's just a little bit about me.
Communication and conflict. Okay. Yes. So we have this event coming up. What do you need, and how can people who have children get involved, and how can people be a part of this?
Oh, awesome. Thank you. So we are actually looking for volunteers and for people who have done construction sets. We're looking for donors to just pay for the costumes, to pay for the props, and, you know, microphones, audio and video equipment, whatever they have. If you have anything, you can definitely donate them to Overflow Church. I will have them there for rehearsals. Praise you, praise God in advance for whoever you are who does bring things in. We definitely could use the help and the time. Another thing you asked me was, how do we get in contact with you? Okay. We have a cell phone that is text or call. It's our office number, 772-242-3521 is our phone number, office number. And I'll give that number again and the email. The email address is CCIAGENCY2020@gmail.com. If you have questions, please call us, text us, or email us. Again, the phone number is 772-242-3521.
When is this production going to take place, and do you have applications taking place right now?
Yes, we have volunteer applications actually online. You could get the link.
Okay.
We have it shared on our Facebook and our Instagram if you want to become a volunteer, or you can just email and I can always send it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be August 5th, 2023, this year in August, and it's going to be a brunch. So we'll have like eggs and pancakes for you guys. You can get a plate of food, and it's going to be 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The holy numbers.
Holy number. Well, another thing that I'm really impressed with, Cassandra, is that this is an event where the proceeds are going to benefit and to bring resources to this local church in the community. Is that correct?
That's correct. Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right. So what age group of children are you looking for? And it sounds like there's some places for adults too, or yes, no?
Of course, yes. If you want to be in the play, you could be ages 6 to 10 to be an actor. You can send in your audition tape to the email I gave earlier, and I can give it again if you would
just
like.
Just give it. Yes, give it again.
CCIAGENCY2020@gmail.com. You can send your audition tape. It's really just a one-minute monologue. If you can sing, if you can dance, or have any kind of acting talents, please send in your video. We're still looking for different actors and understudies right now.
Okay.
For the adults, we can definitely use help with the children to know when it's their part to come in, when it's their part to depart.
For prompting and such forth.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm.
For sanity.
Yes. For order. We definitely going to need them for order.
I've ran bus routes. I mean, that was part of my early training, which was very beneficial. Well, Cassandra, we're so glad that you are with us today. And this is something that I think, Karen, we're going to put something on our community calendar just to promote the event as well. But we want to talk with you some more on down the road and stay in touch and see what else God's going to be bringing along. And I don't know, it sounds to me like, you know, maybe this CC agency may need some equipment, and you may be doing this at more than one place, and this may just be a beginning in our region. So thank God. That's quite awesome. What else do you, anything in closing that you have to share? And I welcome you to hang out with us, because we're going to go to the Osselbrooks in just a moment.
Yes. I was just going to also say, if you ever need a book written for your child, you can also contact us, because all these books have been heavily prayed over. If you have a child who's experiencing a conflict, and we all experience that.
Yes, we do.
It is inevitable. You can't run away from it. But if you wanted a different avenue. A personalized way to get to them. And if they love books and reading, you can contact us, and we will add you to the list.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome, Barry.
Wonderful to be here.
And your bride came along?
Absolutely. Laura is here.
Laura is here. Welcome. And we have a couple things to talk about with you. And interesting that we're back on production and, you know, writing and all of this again. And it seems like we're having more and more discussions about this around here at WCNO because God is stirring up the gifts in the body of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And this is so great. It is awesome. What is this nice, handy, dandy new flyer I've got in my hand here from Taken TV?
Well, this is that's our new flyer for...
Wait a minute. I have a test. Okay. I have a test. I've got to run a test. This is only a test. Cassandra, this is the test. What is Taken TV?
I'm here to learn.
She doesn't know about Taken TV. So it is very important that you, our family, hear what Taken TV is all about. Tell us, Barry.
Absolutely. Taken TV is Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. It's a streaming television network that God gave me a dream of about 3 years ago. And about 2 months after he gave me the dream, it was active. We started it. And we're on about five different platforms. You can see us on Roku. You can see us on Apple TV. Amazon Fire Stick, both the mobile apps for Amazon, for Android and Apple TV, all, plus our website, TakenNetwork.tv. Again, that's TakenNetwork.tv. You can find us. And we have all sorts of great programming. We are trying to build our Christian Children's Network, so that's a big part of it. We're getting more and more programming for that. So the people that are interested in that, we have that available. And then we just have some just awesome teachers on there, different talk show hosts and different things. We have a few movies, documentaries that are popular. One of the people that's been here before is Todd Shoemaker. We have his documentary, Dead Men Running. Which
great documentary.
Which, yeah, won number one in all the, just about every film festival was entered and it won number one. So yeah,
great documentary. Todd's from the Treasure Coast or Gold Coast, whatever. He's right here on the coast of Florida.
Jupiter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Taken TV, and what is this flyer about? It has director, producer, executive producer. Tell me about this. What is this?
Okay. Well,
it looks like God's given you a plan.
He has given us a plan.
Awesome.
We're launching on a new platform that we will be that holds our channels and everything on, and it's pretty awesome. It was developed by Marty and his team from the Christian Film Festival that we'll be talking about a little bit later. So it's a wonderful platform. What's cool about it is all of our producers, everybody that gets on the platform, will have their own Netflix-like channel. So everybody that gets on to our platform, they will be able to have enough content that they can put on there that looks like Netflix, and each one. So we're going to launch with 50. So that means that we'll have channels and all sorts of different things. We're still looking. The reason why we have the flyer here is we're looking for content producers. We're looking for pastors. We're looking for churches. We're looking for all kinds of content. So through the end of the month, we're running a special right now with the new launch of $79.95 for an entire month for 6 months. $79.95 a month for 6 months, and you'll be able to have your own channel that looks like Netflix on our platform, along with all of our other producers. So that what's cool about it is you're not out there trying to create your own channel somewhere, but you're in with our whole family. And the work that everybody else does and the work that you do combined together will make us grow so much bigger.
Okay, I've got a question.
Okay.
So we live stream.
Uh-huh.
And we're on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Why would I want to come here? What does this provide for us as a ministry?
Okay, well, first of all, we don't know where YouTube's going, you know, in the future.
Explain that for people who don't know, because I have pastors who go, Huh? I didn't even know we were at war. What are you talking about? I'm like, hello, we are at war. The enemy is trying to destroy our families and our nation. So,
well, YouTube is not a Christian, part of a Christian organization.
Good point. Thank you.
And if you put content up there that they don't like, they can just ban you or just stop you right there on spot. You know, so you have nothing to do. We heard of someone while we were at ICFF at the Christian Film Festival that talked about the fact that they totally lost all their content. They had uploaded it to YouTube. I don't know if they didn't save it or whatever, but everything, they just deleted their entire account because they didn't like a few things that they had said. And
it just disappeared.
It just disappeared. It's gone. And so
do most pastors know this? I mean, my tech team have been telling me this, that we have to come up with an alternative plan because YouTube is not dependable if they simply don't like what's going on. And I mean, we've been on since the pandemic. And so the pandemic sort of forced us to get out of our box and to reach out. And after 2-3 years, you end up with thousands of viewers. And, you know, there's a lot of action that happens. And I guess the more action, it can put you into an at-risk place. And if you start talking about issues that are controversial, in the world,
that's right, you can be banned.
And so if you're preaching the gospel, you are going to be presenting issues that are controversial in the world. The word of God does not simply morph to the world's opinion.
Right.
So we must address these issues. The church must address these issues. And we need a platform to do it. So you're telling me that Taken TV is going to offer that kind of a platform?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be the place that you can go to put your content, your messages, your church services, whatever you need to put up there. We will have that available to you. And the whole thing is, again, you're not competing with everybody else. You're part of a family. So if somebody's watching a movie on Taken TV, and then, you know, they see your channel right there beside the movie channel, they can look at your channel and watch your messages. Or you're watching yours, and then a great Christian movie's on over there, so they can watch that as well. So we're all supporting each other.
Mm. Now, one thing that I've been embarrassed by is that we can have the most wicked advertisement pop up right next to our YouTube.
Absolutely.
And it looks like we're actually the ones that are putting that on. And we're not. This is horrible.
I'll give you an example, which really, really made me want to do this, which really put the fire in me is we were at a, this is a couple years ago, we were at a Christian conference in Texas, in Dallas, Texas. And so we were all the staff and the board of Taken, we actually rented one of the houses that have multiple rooms that you can stay in. So we all stay together, but we all had our own rooms and stuff. So we had the TV on that morning, and we were on YouTube doing our praise and worship before we went to the thing. And we were in the middle of praise and worship. We were all like, there were about five of us in there. We were really getting into it. And the song went off, and the next thing was a commercial women's underwear and bras. No. And we're like in the middle of our commercial. I mean, in the middle of our praise and
okay,
worship.
Okay, so.
Like, that kind of broke it, you know.
Yeah. So this is why the kingdom of God needs to have wisdom and strengthen itself and actually prepare itself to continue to minister, even when the world, as it's going very woke, but it begins to tighten the noose on the freedom that we have, and we've experienced a lot of this. So you're saying through this network, anybody who has internet access is going to be able to pull this up anywhere in the world, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
On their car, in their mobile apps, Amazon, Apple TV, Roku, all those, plus the website.
Now, Barry, I have an awesome team that work really hard, and they do a great job with what they know. But there's some things that we don't know to do really well. That's like the entry promos. I watch these professional programs that, you know, big churches that are able to have all this fancy footwork going on when the program comes on air. I'm like, okay, the content is what it is, but, you know, do you have any means to work with people to help them kind of organize their entry, their closeouts, things of this nature?
Absolutely. That's part of the package.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 727-422-4374. Again, 727-422-4374, or I can be emailed at Barry@TakenNetwork.tv. Barry@TakenNetwork.tv.
Okay. I was going to go to a song, but I'm not, because Laura has said nothing. And Laura, what did you do at the film festival? You just came back from the film festival, and I want to hear what you did at the film festival.
Well,
now, don't just tell me you were on the red carpet. Were you on the red carpet?
I was.
Hey. There was red carpet, actually red carpet. Red.
Yes, sir.
That means you're pretty important. I mean, you're really important.
For that amount of time.
And what did you do on the red carpet?
I actually took pictures of everyone coming in on the red carpet.
And awesome.
Sherry was with me.
Uh-huh.
You're Sherry from the studio.
From the studio, right?
Yes.
Here. Yeah.
She was with me.
Helping?
Yes, she was.
Good. You put her to work. That's good. Now, what was your husband doing? If you're on the red carpet, what's Barry doing?
He was loafing.
We need to go to a commercial break at this time. Give Barry time to regroup. Not really. Okay, Laura. So we're talking about the film festival. Barry, tell us what this is all about.
Okay, it's a wonderful event that's every year. Actually, in May.
Cassandra should have been at this event.
Absolutely. She'll be there next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, we had a ticket for you, too. Yeah, yeah. Or more than one ticket.
So, yeah, so I was actually supervising everybody on the red carpet.
International Christian Film Festival. What happens there?
So, a large amount of Christian filmmakers, authors, musicians, everybody that's in the Christian industry. It's the actually biggest event for Christian media in the world. And it's
are we talking about dozens or hundreds of people?
Hundreds
producers.
Yes.
Artists,
top movie makers,
actors, financiers.
Yeah, all those people are there.
It happens there.
Yeah.
Authors,
absolutely. Yes. Authors that want to turn their books into movies.
Didn't I hear someone say they're looking to develop their children's?
I heard that. Yep. And there were plenty.
This is the third time.
It's a lot of those.
I got it.
So Barry,
we're
at the film festival. Laura's on the carpet. You're loafing. What are you doing while you're loafing? I'm giving him a chance, Laura.
I'm actually supervising the entire red carpet. Thank
okay.
you. About, let's see, probably 10 or 15 interviewers and several photographers. So, Good. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So we don't have Marty on the phone. We've interviewed him a couple times. He was with us back several weeks ago. And Marty is the founder and president of the organization. We're so blessed here at WCNO. God is bringing in some key leaders and influencers in the body of Christ. Or that's global, the impact over the body of Christ, and we're getting to be a part of that. And Barry, you're a part of that. God's raised you up. I've known that since the first day we met and we talked. The Holy Spirit just touched my heart that God was raising up the gifts in and through your life, and that there was just going to continue to be tremendous growth. And I sort of see it like the hermit crab that's got to crawl out of its shell. It's like, this thing doesn't fit well anymore. It's because God's saying it's time to grow some more. This sounds like a major growth spurt.
It is. It's huge. I mean, it's God. It's our make it or break it thing with God. God's gonna make it.
No, it's make it.
It's make it. It's make it.
It's no make it or break it. It's make it.
No, it's make it. But it's the big one.
And you're working with Marty on this. The two of you are together.
Yeah. He's helped develop the platform, the new platform. Yeah.
So. Do you have any tech stuff like stuff for brainy people that are that I can? I'm going to get this to my tech guys.
Okay.
And you better hold a spot for me because I want to be front line with what God is doing and God is saying. 50 spots.
50 spots.
Okay. So. All right.
Yeah.
I want to get this to my tech crew this weekend.
Okay. Cool. We're going to do it.
Love it. All right. So go back to Laura. Laura's got it. She can't finish by saying you were loafing. All right, Laura. So you are taking pictures.
I am.
This is part of your gifting. You and your husband work together in production and such forth, so you're taking pictures.
Yes.
And you're taking pictures of all these
wonderful people.
Wonderful
with
people.
All these wonderful talents.
So what did you see at the event? What did you take away from it? Did you meet a lot of great people?
I certainly did.
Okay. And it sounds to me, now I don't know, you all were just there, but it sounds to me like God is on the move with films, production.